From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
So state budget yesterday, Peter Gutwin hands down another one, is second in the second term of this Liberal government. Rebecca White's the Leader of the Opposition. Rebecca White, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What did you learn at the budget breakfast this morning that you didn't know before you walked in?
Not very much, which I think is demonstrated by the fact that the budget handed down yesterday declares that the golden age is over. We're going into $1 billion worth of debt. Agencies have to find $450 million in savings. And what have the government got to show for that? Why are we going into debt when apparently the economy is so strong and businesses are doing well, yet the government haven't been able to capitalise on the good times and invest for our future?
One of the reasons you might go into debt is because you can build infrastructure and because interest rates are at record lows. Has there ever been a better time for a state to go into debt than when you can borrow on productive infrastructure?
Well, the government's broken a promise to the people of Tasmania. They took a promise to the election that they wouldn't put the state into net debt. They've done that. It's not a strategic decision. They're actually not investing significant amounts more in infrastructure. They're using money from Canberra. But over the forward estimates, there's only about $300 million in extra infrastructure spending, and the profiling of a number of projects has pushed out. A number of school projects that were promised have been pushed out by a couple of years.
Specifically?
Well, Sorrell School, for one, has been pushed out by 2 years before it'll be finished. Brighton School, and those things have occurred. The airport roundabout pushed out by 1 year. So the government's reprofiled infrastructure spending. It's spending less every year. So it's not increasing spending year on year. It's using investment in infrastructure as an excuse for going into net debt. It wasn't a strategic decision because the government itself said in a financial strategy before the last election that they would fund infrastructure from cash and investments and not go into net debt.
So what does all this mean in terms of how you would manage the budget if you were in government? I mean, nobody thinks that you'd be sticking to a 2% wage claim. If you were to lift public service wages by more than 2%, that would have a significant impact on the budget. Isn't it? I mean, what most people thinking, this may be what the Treasurer is facing, but Rebecca White's government would spend more?
Well, before the last election, we promised over about $1 billion less than the Liberals. We could see that the budget was going to struggle to fund the promises that they made. We warned the government about that at the time, but they proceeded. Unfortunately,
so what
we're seeing coming home
on,
to roost.
What wouldn't you have spent money on that the government have allocated?
Well, we made strategic investments and commitments around health and education. We understand that we need to fund essential services to keep people healthy and well and to provide opportunities for people to get the skills that they need to find employment. Right now, the state's unemployment rate is far above the national average, which is again a broken promise from the government. They promised that they would bring the state's unemployment rate up to be the best in the country. It is well above the national average, and youth unemployment is appalling. It is much harder for people to find a job. We've lost 3,800 full-time jobs in just the last 12 months.
So
the economy is softening.
What would you do specifically about the youth unemployment rate in Tasmania if you were in government? Do you have a policy that addresses youth employment in Tasmania?
What we have been doing is working with our industry advisory council. So we set these up to work with industry across 8 key sectors of our economy. What they are telling us is that there's an unclear pathway to employment for a lot of young people. What we've said that we would do is work with TAFE particularly to improve pathway planning, make sure courses are delivered in areas where there are gaps, because we know particularly in construction and building there are significant workforce shortages. In the health and caring sectors there are significant workforce shortages, but we're not providing training courses and we're particularly not supporting the regions to access training, particularly for our young people.
So how would you
so
do that
we can fill those gaps?
Do you have a TAFE rollout plan or a trade training rollout plan as policy of the party that would...
I'll be making a budget reply next Tuesday and I look forward to outlining some of my ideas for our state then. But what we did say quite clearly at the last election is that we thought that we needed to see much greater investment in TAFE, and we've seen some terrible consequences of not doing that with TAFE. And you look at some of the courses that we need to be investing in, hospitality and tourism, where only about 200 people have been completing those courses, and yet there's a workforce shortage. The government hasn't been strategic. It hasn't worked with industry to work out where the gaps are across our economy for our workforce needs. They haven't been putting courses on that match those needs. And that's also why we're seeing these unemployment issues, because people haven't been getting the skills they need to find work in areas where we know there actually are jobs.
What's the risk, Rebecca White? What's the risk of this budget and its forecast for $1 billion in net debt, while at the same time projecting a surplus in the long term? The risk?
Well, Moody's credit rating agency has already come out and said this could have a downgrade on our credit rating, which is a problem because it does make the cost of borrowing more expensive. Already across the course of this government, so the 4 years forecast, it'll cost about $100 million to service the debt for the borrowings. That's $100 million that could have gone into health, particularly given across the forward estimate. So next year, they're only forecasting to spend half of 1% more on health than this year.
And is it time for the public sector union, given the state of the budget, the issues that you say are there, is it time for the public sector union to drop their 2%, rather more greater than 2% wage claim and accept what the Treasurer is offering?
Well, it's a false economy not to invest in your workforce, because what we've actually seen across the workforce is a drop in morale, a drop in productivity, increased workers' compensation claims, increased sick leave, because people are under enormous pressure. We're having difficulty recruiting to fill vacancies, and now the government's talking about vacancy control, which means that we're going to have even further problems in filling rosters. That has a detrimental impact on the morale and is a false economy, because the government needs to invest in its workforce if we're actually going to improve productivity across the public sector.
So what would you be offering the public sector in terms of their wage negotiations?
Well, remember, this has been going on for over 11 months now, that the government's been in dispute with its own workforce about a pay increase. Public sector workers haven't had a pay increase since December 2017. And whilst that's been ongoing, that dispute, the cost of living has continued to increase. What we've said all along is that we'd sit down and negotiate in good faith, because it's about conditions as much as it is about wages. It's about security of employment. It's about fully staffing rosters. It's not just about one thing and you ignore the other things. And that's why we're very frustrated to watch what's occurring, because the government simply hasn't sat down and talked about these matters in good faith.
Are you suggesting, when you talk about this $1 million in debt, the concern about Moody's, are you worried that the Tasmanian economy is, or rather the Tasmanian state budget, separate from the economy, is heading off a cliff?
Well, it's $1 billion in debt, and at the breakfast this morning, the Treasurer couldn't explain what his plan is for us to be taken out of that $1 billion in debt. That's a question he needs to answer.
It's a plan.
What's
we'll get
his
him
pathway
to
out of debt?
It's
because
plan. We'll get to
it is a significant concern.
We'll get him to explain it in a few minutes' time when he joins us in the studio. Rebecca White, good to talk to you this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.